4. You can tell how a wedding is going to go from the first 5 minutes. If people show up a little late, moving slowly, you know it may be a grind. With our wedding, though, everyone arrived unusually early. My best man, Angelo Foti, and his wife, Tammy, drove up from the city faster than expected. They stopped at a cafe in Guerneville to waste time. At the cafe, they noticed 4 other couples in wedding-type clothes. They introduced themselves, and apparently the party began then and there. With the flow of friends and relatives, my nerves, and all the rest of it, it wasn't until the ceremony had already begun that I realized Finnegan had shown up. I was looking at Alice in her great dress, walking down the aisle by herself, en route to me, of all people, when I caught a glimpse over her shoulder of Finnegan, standing there in the back row. He wore an impeccable suit with a pink tie. The woman with him, maybe 5 years his junior, wore a green dress. I was surprised to see them smiling, clearly happy to be there. I guess I was expecting Finnegan and the wife to be all business, a late arrival and an early departure, attending the attorney's wedding, a social obligation, checking a box, nothing more. But it wasn't like that at all. I didn't know this then, but I know it now. At a wedding, if you're paying attention, you can spot the happily married couples. Maybe it's a confirmation of the choice they made. Maybe it's just a belief in the convention of marriage. There is a look, easy to spot, hard to define. And the Finnegans had it. Before I glanced back to Alice, beautiful in her sleeveless white dress with a retro pillbox hat, Finnegan caught my eye, smiled, and raised an imaginary glass. The vows happened so quickly, the ring, the kiss. Within minutes of Alice walking down the aisle, we were husband and wife. And then just as suddenly, the reception was in full swing. I was caught up in conversations with friends, relatives, co-workers, a few old high school buddies, all of whom eagerly retold their versions of my life, often in the wrong order, but in a positive light. It wasn't until darkness had begun to fall that I saw Finnegan again. He was standing near the bandstand, watching Alice's musician friends work their way through an eclectic selection of songs.